to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, magnificent souls, for being here, for joining us for another show. We have a wonderful show planned for you today, but really, really in deep gratitude to everyone for being here in the collective energy and bringing your incredible vibration and creating the show that is Wisdom of the Ancients. This season, we're bringing our collective awareness and energy to activating points of light, really understanding who we are as an integral part of the web of light, the grid of light, the infinity grid, whatever you choose to call it. We're all connected in the collective consciousness. And so we're weaving this web of light together. Each of us are doing our part. And so as we start the show, let's invoke the ancient ones. Let's invoke the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. And let's really have our hearts open to hear whatever message is coming through today. You are meant to be here today. You are meant to be here in the ethers, in the energy with all of us. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Having spent 30 years in two top-ranking independent schools in Canada and in the United Kingdom, Peter Tung uses his wealth of experience to gain a profound understanding of the complexities of the human condition. His heart-centered understanding of science and spirituality offer a powerful pathway to successful living in this chaotic and confusing time. For the last 4 years, Peter has been helping people gain an understanding of the gene keys process through one-on-one counseling sessions and in group workshops. And today, Peter is going to help us navigate these tumultuous and intense times that many of us are feeling as we enter the age of Aquarius through the gene key. So welcome, Peter. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Oh, thank you, Ian. It's absolutely delightful to be here with you.
It's a really, really important time because, you know, this is the beginning of a new decade and this is the start of 2020. There's a lot of energies coming through. So I think it's really important that you're here today as we start this new decade to help share what a lot of people are experiencing. So thank you again for being here and for bringing the knowledge and the wisdom of the gene keys to the community.
Well, thank you, Ian. And yeah, it's a really important time. It's probably the most critical time in recent history that we've been involved in. And it looks pretty chaotic and intense, but there is a point to it all. So I really want to help people understand that today.
Wonderful. We've got a wonderful tool. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, there is a free profile. I know some people had questions about the email because I worded it incorrectly. The free profile is on the show page. So if you're on the show page, if you're on the email, you need to click on that orange, sorry, the orange button, the purple button or the link to the free profile. It's on the show page, not in the email itself. So I apologize for my wording there. So that's available to everyone. You can get your free profile from Peter, but Peter's also going to be taking questions live. So dial in *2 to raise your hand, *2 to raise your hand or ask your question online. And you can ask Peter how you can find your way through these challenging and tumultuous times to find peace within. So Peter, when people call in, they should have their birthday and their birthplace. What's the best way to get this going?
No. So let me go through that, Ian, because there's been a change in the profile. It's not mine. It's the GeneKeys.com website. So
okay.
What people need to do is www.GeneKeys.com. And when you get into the website, there's a link that says free profile. Then you go into the free profile and you put in your birth information. So you need your location, time and date of birth, and you put those in, and what's changed, you used to just get your profile at that point, but now when the profile comes out, it doesn't have on all the information, and on the right hand side there's an advanced section tab, and so people will need to click on the lines, the city, the shadow and the gift, so make sure they're on, and then you go into download the PDF. And then in your download, you'll see the actual full profile. And so then you've got your profile. You can print it off if you've got a printer or just have it available. And then so what we've agreed to do is do little mini readings. So what I need people to ask the question is there are 11 spheres on the profile. Which sphere you want me to talk about, what the number before the decimal point is, which is the gene key, and the number after the decimal point, which is the line. So, for example, let me give you this example. Anybody born today would have the 19.2 gene key as their life's work. So the life's work is the sphere. The 19, the number before the decimal point, is the gene key. And the second line is the 0.2, 19.2. And just to get warmed up, Ian, actually, it's a great gene key to talk about. So let me do that.
Okay.
For a few minutes, just while people are deciding whether they want to do that.
So let me just, before you do that, Peter, that was a lot of instruction, and we appreciate that. But it was Gene Keys or GeneKey.com?
Gene Keys.
Okay, so it's GeneKeys, GeneKeys.com. And
correct.
If you are someone who were able to follow those instructions, then... Man, we'd love to hear from you. So star two to raise your hand, or you'll need to put some of that information in the webinar box for us to get hold of you. But again, one more time, Peter, what are they looking for on that chart to provide you in order for you to give them a reading? Just one more time.
Right. Yep. So once you get to the link to the free profile, you click that link and then you put in your birth information. And it's all laid out for you to do that. And then you're going to, again, create the profile. And then when it comes up, you need to go to the advanced tab on the right-hand side and make sure the lines, the gift, the shadow, and the city are all clicked on. Then you download the PDF, and then your full profile will come up. You'll see there's a summary page, and then you go down to the third page, which is the profile. So from the profile, there are 11 spheres. Each sphere has a name associated with it. And in that sphere, you will have a number before the decimal point and a number after the decimal point. And that is the actual gene keys, the first number, and after the point is the line of that gene key that you're working with. And you'll see next to each sphere, there are three words. There's the shadow frequency at the bottom, which is the frequency we're looking to move out of. Then there's the gift frequency in the middle and the siddhi frequency at the top. And the siddhi is a Sanskrit word. It's S-I-D-D-H-I, and it stands for a divine essence. So this is the highest frequency that we can reach while living a life as an incarnate being on the planet.
Beautiful. And so are you suggesting now that we go through a chart from someone else to share with people, because what might be beneficial as well is just to give a broad overview of the gene key so people can have some context around that.
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm anticipating that people will ask a specific question about a gene key in a particular sphere with a question that they have for themselves and how that might fit into their life and any struggles or challenges they're having right now. But no, I'll definitely give you an overview of the gene keys before we do that.
Okay. So why don't we get started with just while people are doing that, maybe share with us a little bit around some of the energies. You know, of course, we alluded to the energies being a little bit tumultuous and intense right now. So,
yeah.
You know, from the perspective of the gene keys, you know, what is going on?
So the way to look at this from my perspective is to look at the energies that are prevalent at the moment, what the energies are that are up and why they are and what's taking place. So that's more of an astrological view. And then having looked at that, how the gene keys themselves can help you navigate your way through these challenging energies. So let's talk about the energies first, and then we'll talk about how the gene keys can help you afterwards. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So I want people to think back over the last few weeks. And I'm going to go back as far as the 11-11 last November, because the 11-11 is always a portal. It's a gateway and it's a choice point. And what we were being invited to do, and it's a really, really important point, and it comes right up to the present moment. And that choice point is, am I ready to step through into the higher frequency energies, and I have no idea what that looks like, what that's going to be like. So do I have the inner courage, the commitment, the stability to step through that doorway and not know what's coming, and have the confidence and competence in myself that I can handle whatever comes up? Or am I going to stay back in the old frequencies, the three-dimensional realm, where I know the game, I know how it works? And so that was the first choice point that came up. And then we moved from the 11-11 to the 12-12, December the 12th. And that first date was more like the masculine, make a choice. And the second one was more the free-flowing energy of on the 12-12, which interestingly is a day that is the day that Our Lady of Guadalupe is honored. And she's an aspect of the divine feminine, of Mother Earth, of the cosmic mother, of Mother Mary, whatever female goddess or priestess that you relate to. So this is more the free-flowing energy of going through that doorway. Now, if you still haven't made up your mind, then the next opportunities that were coming up were the solar eclipse, which took place actually on Christmas evening or Boxing Day morning, depending upon where you lived. So this was another intense energy to open this door to say, you know, are you ready yet? Are you coming through? Are you going to take this on? And then we moved through to the lunar eclipse, which was on January the 10th, 11th, depending again where you lived. And we're now getting into the really significant energies of what this is really all about. And so what came immediately after that lunar eclipse, which should have been the opportunity to say, let's bring everything from the past to closure, to completion. Let's acknowledge all that's taken place, needed to take place, and now let's put it to bed. Let it rest, let it go, and let's just come to this settled position. And the full moon and the solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, were on the axis of the Cancer Capricorn energetic line, and that line is all to do with security. So if you're hanging on to material security in your world, in your life, then you're hanging back on that 3D realm. And so we were coming into this massive conjunction just after the lunar eclipse on January the 12th. And on that day, a long-awaited day from the astrological point of view, was an absolutely precise Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And also included were the Sun and Mercury and Jupiter. All of this cluster was happening in the sign of Capricorn at 22 degrees of Capricorn. And what this was to do with was, whenever there's been an abuse of power in history, then this Saturn-Pluto conjunction created the shift in power. So previous times when this had happened was 1914, just before the First World War, and 1945, just after the Second World War. So these were times when the abuse of power had taken things out of balance. And so this Saturn-Pluto conjunction is about that restoring balance to the energies and the power situation. Well, if you recall, that missile got sent into Iraq just before that. There was the potential in the field for a Third World War to break out. Fortunately, no one really wanted that. And so it didn't escalate. Had that escalated, we could have been in a real serious situation. Now, my belief is the reason it didn't escalate was because this imbalance of power is all about the restoring of the sacred feminine. And the sacred feminine is definitely not interested in anything to do with violence and aggression and warfare.
Yeah.
So this particular beginning, if you like, of the rebalancing to bring the masculine and feminine into harmony and peace with each other. Now, what are we seeing happen in the outer world to demonstrate that imbalance of power? And I don't want to get into any judgment or political stuff here, but you've got your impeachment of President Trump happening right now. You've got the royal family in England breaking up through the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry stuff. And I don't get involved in the politics or the judgments of that. I just witness it to see that definitely there's a shift in the balance of power happening, and that ultimately we're looking towards something occurring which will bring us to a more harmonious outcome. You still with me?
I'm with you. Is it time for a question, or there's more?
There's more. There's a little bit more.
Bring it on. Yeah, we're listening.
So the first 3 weeks of January were probably the most challenging weeks of this whole year. We've already had them. It's done. So that's good news. And a lot of people were being turned upside down, and they were being turned upside down because they were being given this very strong message: you need to go on your true divine destiny path. Also, a lot of people have left the planet in these last 3 weeks, some quite young people that I'm aware of. And it's tragic, and it's really hard, and some of them are sudden and unexpected, and it's really challenging. And people have been suffering through this three-week period. And so now what's happened is we've moved into the sign of Aquarius. So we've moved out of Capricorn, and now we're in the sign of Aquarius, and we're moving into the Aquarian age. Now, the age of Pisces, 2,000 years, the age of Aquarius, 2,000 years. So the precise moment is blurry. It's not precise. But however, there is a Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius next winter solstice, December 21st. And so a lot of people are thinking this is a real step forward into the Aquarian age. And so as we're in the sign of Aquarius right now, the way I'm seeing it personally is like this is a trailer for the movie to come in December. So what I think we should be doing during this month of Aquarius now is to live the life that we want to be living in the future now. And so what is Aquarius all about? It's about freedom. It's about setting yourself free from any restrictions, limitations that you feel are being placed upon you. And it's also about group, collective consciousness taking responsibility. It's not about a guru on the stage or one person making all the decisions. It's about all of us coming together in peace and harmony around the round table and coming up with creative, constructive, collaborative outcomes for what is to come in the future. And the good thing about Aquarius is it's very much connected with technology. And so I think we're going to see over the next few months some amazing new technologies emerging to help us manage all the challenges that we're being faced with in the world. And the risk of that is always people who are coming in from a purely mental perspective and not coming in from the heart-centered place that we want to have this balance. And so we're really seeking this mind-heart balance. And I'm, from my perspective, the heart leading the way and the heart being at the center of it all to lead us into this new time.
Well, thank
now
you.
Now we can have a question.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely related to what you were sharing about. A couple of questions. So, you know, the movie that's coming in, I'd like to know more about the movie coming in at the end of the year or the energies, but let's table that for a second. You mentioned, Peter, that we're being given the message, you need to go on your true divine destiny path. So we need to move forward on our true divine destiny path. So there's two aspects to that. There is individually and then as a collective. So, understanding with the full understanding that we're all connected. So ultimately we're all the collective anyway. But how do we go about doing that? We need knowledge, right? And so what I wanted to do was have you share a little bit about how the gene keys can help someone, because we have so many people on the call and in the community who constantly ask, we all do it from time to time, you know, show me, we get down on bended knees, show me my purpose, please, I want to live, you know,
right.
I'll do anything, I'll give my left arm to know what my purpose is. I'm being a little facetious, but there's a deep desire. A deep desire, a true, honest, open-hearted, genuine desire to very, very often to be of service. And often we feel our purpose is we need to be of service, and sometimes that's not our purpose. We could talk about that. But tell me, share with everyone how the gene keys helps us, firstly, as individuals, find our path to our purpose.
Okay. So thank you for that question. It's a big question. And the gene key profile that we've been talking about is broken down into three sections. There's the activation sequence, the Venus sequence and the Pearl sequence. The activation sequence, for those people who are looking at their profile, are the four green spheres on the outside in the north, south, east, west positions of the compass. And those four are do exactly what you've just asked me to find out about. So the top and the right are a pair, the life's work and evolution. And that's you out in the outer world. It's what you're here to do in the outer world. And so that tells you precisely through those two gene keys what you're here to do out in the world. Then the next two gene keys, the radiance and the purpose, on the left-hand side and the bottom, they are the inner you. This is the unconscious you. And the one at the very bottom, the purpose, is your soul's purpose. So the soul's purpose is what you are here to do, to be on the inside. So this is what your soul wants you to learn in this lifetime. And that may or may not be to do with the collective, but it is to do with your own inner journey. And the gene key at the very top, your life's work, is you out in the world. So for us to live a life of contentment, what we want to do is to make sure that soul's purpose at the bottom, the inner me, and my life's work at the top, the outer me, are aligned with each other. That is the key, that your inner world and your outer world are a match. And the gene keys tell you through the gene keys that you have and the qualities associated with those gene keys exactly what you need to do to get to that place of finding that balance and harmony within. So that's the activation sequence. Then you move over to the Venus sequence, which are the pink spheres. And those pink spheres take us for a deep dive into our emotional body through our primary relationships with our beloved loved ones, our primary partner, our parents, our children, our siblings, our closest associates. And then it takes us into our childhood, and it takes us back through the three developmental stages of our childhood, through our mental development, our emotional development, and our physical development from the moment we were born. So there are things that have happened through everyone's lives, just through the conditioning of our family situation, our parents' expectations, our school system, whatever events took place in our life, they all create conditioned programs within us that prevent us from setting ourselves completely free. Mm. And so that Venus sequence ends up in what's called the core wound, which is your moment of conception when your parents conceived you, and they imprinted into your DNA, thank you very much, the sacred ancient wounding that runs through your family lineage. So one of the things that we've agreed to do in this lifetime is to clear out those ancestral wounds that were imprinted into our DNA. They're not our wounds, but we are carrying them, and we've agreed through some contract before we came in to clear that wounding.
And that's one of them.
Yep.
So let me ask you this, relating to purpose work, would it be accurate to say that possibly someone's purpose in this lifetime is to clear ancestral trauma?
Absolutely. Completely. Yes. That's all they're here to do. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
That can be the case. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just one example. So I wanted to, you know, just maybe bring that to the surface so that, you know, when people look at purpose work, it's not always necessarily, and we know this, and I'm not trying to say anything to the community that no one's aware of, but sometimes we have this huge image of ourselves and the purpose work we're here to embark upon, and it could be absolutely internal, which
absolutely.
Of course, yeah, okay.
So the other piece to add to that, looking at it from a different perspective, is a lot of people who really care are feeling overwhelmed by what's happening in the world and how can I make a difference. And I say the only thing you need to do is to go inside yourself and deal with whatever you're being triggered by in the outer world and deal with that within yourself. And that's all that you need to do.
Mm.
For some people, not for everybody, because some people need to go out on their external mission as well.
Right.
But if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's much better to look inside yourself and deal with whatever's coming up for you.
So a couple of things. When we know this information, it's really, really, really gratifying, I think, maybe that's not the right word, but it's one of the words that's come into mind. It's gratifying to know this, and it's almost like there's a relief, a sense of relief. So we understand maybe what we're going through, and when we know this, we can maybe stop searching, or we can stop always looking outward, or we can stop, you know, trying to imagine ourselves in a certain role. So knowing your gene keys gives you that sense of peace and knowing. But let me have you take a step back, if you would, Peter, so that everyone has it clear in their minds. What exactly are the gene keys, and how did they originate?
Okay, so can I just finish the last sequence off, and I'll come back to that question.
Yeah.
So what you've said, though, is very important, because what the gene keys does is when you have a session and I'm leading you through your profile, what it does, it takes the emotional charge out of your life's experiences, because you begin to understand they were supposed to happen. And you chose this destiny. When I ask you a specific question, and people say, how do you know that? Well, it's in your profile. And if it's in your profile, it was always inevitable that it was going to happen. So it takes the emotional charge out of incidents that have happened in your life. And what it leads us to is this total acceptance of all that's happened. And that's the final sort of piece to get, that I'm here, I've survived, and I'm alive on the planet at the most significant time in recent history. How did I manage to be here at this so critical time? You've made it. Congratulations. Celebrate, for goodness sake. And whatever has happened to you in this lifetime or past lifetimes was a preparation for this lifetime, and you're here, and you now consciously know it. That's the glory of this time. So I'll just go into the final step, the pearl sequence, because you alluded to it earlier in talking about service. So when you have resolved those family issues and you've gone through the shadow frequency of whatever your core wound is, then that shifts from that deepest, darkest shadow that you've needed to resolve, and it becomes your greatest gift. And that is the step out of the Venus sequence into the pearl sequence. And the pearl sequence is when you come out and you now offer yourself in service out in the world. And as you correctly said, some people will stop there. They won't need to go any further. They've done what they came to do, and they can now live a peaceful, lovely life. But others will say, I'm actually going to offer myself in service in some way. And so the pearl sequence is now what shows you what you need to do in your life to fulfill that bigger destiny of yourself offering yourself in service to the world. And that pearl sequence ends up with the pearl, the blue pearl, which is the final step, the final harvest, the final reward, where we now start living a life of full prosperity, abundance, and flow. And it's not much to do with money, but money is part of it, because we all want to be able to live a comfortable life. And so that natural flow does come into that pearl sequence. So now not only are you looking after yourself financially, your relationships are going well, you're living the life that you want to live, And that's the whole process that leads you into this happy, fulfilling life, whatever the circumstances that are happening around you.
Thank you. So talking about the gene keys themselves, so people can have a context, where did they originate?
Okay, it's a great question. So the founder is Richard Rudd, who is a wonderful genius from England, lives in Totnes in the southwest of England. And when he was in his 20s, he had a spontaneous three-day awakening experience. And I wish this had all been filmed, Ian, because it was an amazing story. And he had this expanded state, and he was in a complete altered state of bliss and ecstasy. And he was actually out and about in the world. And he went to a wedding. He spent some time in a church. And the whole place just exploded with energy and light. And he ended up on a place called Bardsey Island, which is on the west coast of Wales. And it's called the Island of 10,000 Saints. And he had an experience with Merlin there. And the whole energy just started to subside after 3 days. And he had a tough time afterwards. I have not had this experience yet, but when you've had that oneness experience, it's very difficult to come back into this world. So he had to go through all of that challenge. But then he got married, had his first child, so now he's sort of back into his normal life. But he felt this energy coming on again. And the second time he stayed in his study, he said to his wife, something's happening to me. Leave me alone. I'm going to go in my study and I'll come out when I'm ready. And he spent another 3 days in his study, didn't eat, didn't sleep. And it reminded me of Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind, that movie. When he came out of his study and went back in, there were all these juttings and sacred geometrical structures all over his study. And what had happened in that three-day period was that he had been taken out into the universe to see how creation took place and how the creation came in through the condensing of matter into the 64 hexagrams of the Chinese I Ching. And those 64 hexagrams correspond precisely with the 64 codons in our DNA. In other words, all of creation resides within each of us, within those 64 codes. But what's happened over time through our DNA reducing in its consciousness inside us is we've become 3D enamored and we've lost that awareness of the higher frequencies of the higher consciousness. So what the Gene Keys process does, it helps us to start unraveling those blockages, those barriers for us knowing our true divine nature. And it took Richard 7 years to put that 3-day experience into a form that we could work with and understand. And that became the Gene Key book, where he describes all 64 Gene Keys, the shadow, the gift, and the city, the lowest frequency, the frequency that we want to be living by day, and if we're really lucky, getting a glimpse into those higher frequencies of that joy, bliss, ecstasy, peace, whatever your Gene Key profile says are those gifts that you're going to shift into the cities. And so he's continued working with those energies, and I've been involved in teaching a number of workshops of different aspects of the Gene Keys that Richard has brought out.
Yeah, I've had a reading from Peter. So Peter, I've had a reading from you. Thank you so much. This was months ago. This was before I journeyed down to South America to work with the mother in South America. And Peter shared with me many aspects. And one of the things that came up that had come up in multiple readings from other either psychics or clairvoyants or intuitives, other gifted people in the past, was that I am prone to carry the load by myself, and I'm prone to exhaustion. And what was so incredible about that was that this is, like, quote unquote, written into my gene keys. This is something that other psychics and clairvoyants had told me over the years, and here it is, like, in my DNA.
That's right. Yeah, and that's the 40th gene key of exhaustion. And the challenge with that gene key is, the 40th gene key is to do with divine will. So it means if you're trying to push life and not take it in the direction it's supposed to go, it leads to that exhaustion. And that exhaustion means that you don't absorb the nutrients from your food and your liquids properly. So there's a tendency then to put weight on because you're eating more than you should be taking in because you're not absorbing it properly. So there's a whole flow that goes through that shadow. And as soon as you start aligning yourself with your true divine mission, then that exhaustion just dissolves away.
Yeah, so talk to us about the process of moving from the shadow to the city. So up from the shadow through the gift or potential up to your essence. Talk about that process for someone who might be listening today.
Sure, yeah. So typically people would, if you really want to pursue the Gene Keys, you do need to get Richard's book. So let's say you take a particular Gene Key, and there are three sections in each chapter which represent the shadow, the gift, and the city. So when you're reading the shadow, you get a mental understanding of what that particular shadow is about. Now, you may be in a state of denial, or you may be in a state of acceptance, or you may be in a state of curiosity. And then as a result of reading that, it's an energetic transmission. So what that does is it then brings up into your field opportunities to see that shadow in action. So when you see that shadow come up, or you get triggered in some way by someone else or by a situation, instead of reacting, which you may have done in the past, you pause and you breathe and you consider what it was about that situation that triggered some reaction in me. And so over a period of time, you are now dropping out of the mental body and you're now dropping into the emotional body, where you feel that and you feel into whatever that was that got triggered. And you may go back to the book and you may read the gift of that gene key, because now you're beginning to shift out of the lower frequency and up into the gift frequency. And then what happens is, as you get clearer and clearer in your understanding of that shadow, and you start behaving differently as a result of that understanding, as a result of not getting emotionally triggered, then there's an actual physical change in your DNA, and you'll never repeat that pattern again. And that's how you shift out of the shadow and into the gift. Now, the Siddhi, is the divine essence, is more likely to descend upon you when it's ready. So it's not sort of easy for you to say, I'm going to step up into the Siddhi vibration. What typically happens is you step into the gift vibration, and then you'll get a glimpse into the Siddhi. And unfortunately, what we tend to do then is to start thinking about it, trying to analyze it, and it goes away.
Yeah.
So when it comes, you got to just let it be, just let it saturate every cell of your body and enjoy that moment.
It really is a process of personal evolution. It really is.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Yeah, so beautiful. You know, the Siddhi is grace, right? That's
right.
God's grace, the universe's grace coming down. So
yeah.
When we work through the shadow into the gift, which is our own action with contemplation, meditation, action, when we get to that place, then grace descends, you know, and the scriptures from all over the world will say that grace meets action. So this is literally a translation. Grace meets action. So beautiful. But you have to know that, you know, you have to be aware of that. And that's where maybe a reading from you would come in. Where, so, you know, we'll talk about that in just a little while. We'll talk about what it's like to work with you one-on-one. If someone would like to get their gene keys session from
sure,
you,
yeah.
Get the chart read. But let's do this. Let's go to the phones. And what I'd like to do is if you've got your hand raised, it would be really lovely if you have your chart in front of you. That would be really lovely.
Yes, I should just say that I'm not a psychic. I'm not a medium. And I work from my deep understanding of life and of the gene key profile. So just so the listeners know, I do need you to know your profile or one aspect of your profile to ask that question. Unless you've got a general question about the energies, and that's fine as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and this, of course, is a divine science. So let's go to Riverside, California, and 0332 are the last four digits of your phone number. If you're in Riverside with that phone number, you're on live with Peter.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Peter. I'm so grateful that you're taking my call.
My absolute pleasure.
You're welcome.
Okay. I've had my gene key readout for probably 2 years now. And I'm interested in the purpose, 35.3.
Okay. So this is the purpose, Ian, that you were talking about earlier. What is the purpose? And this is your deepest inner being that your soul wants you to get. Now, I'm going to give a longish answer to this, because it's a really important gene key. So the line number after the decimal point is the line of the hexagram that is connected to you. And the third line is the solar plexus. So this means that in the purpose, you need to be on the move. The worst thing that can happen for you is to stagnate. So you need to be in movement. You need to have change in your life, and you need to have different experiences. That's what drives the third line in the purpose. Now, the 35th gene key is a very specific gene key. With people with this gene key tend to have a relatively low level of serotonin in their system, which means it's very difficult to feel fully satisfied with your life. It doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't quite do it. So people with this gene key tend to go on external journeys to satisfy that lack of satisfaction, and it still doesn't work. And it can include food. Quite a few people who've had eating disorders have the 35th gene key in their profile. So the answer to it, and I should say the shadow is hunger, the gift is adventure, and the city is boundlessness. And in some ways, Ian, this actually ties into what we were going to do in terms of a grounding process later. Mm-hmm. But I'll just explain what I would really strongly advise you to do. And it's going to seem a bit odd, but it works. And that is, instead of going on an external adventure, you go on an internal adventure. And what you do is you take your consciousness down inside the body, right down into your lower belly, into your womb space. And in that womb space, you're going to create the most magnificent garden, the most magnificent garden you can possibly imagine. And you're going to fill it up with sunshine, with roses, with unicorns, rainbows, you name it. You're going to fill it with these beautiful aspects of existence. And then when you have a sad or grief or angry feeling, you're still going to take it into the garden, but you're going to use it as manure or compost or do some weeding. So even when you're feeling down, you're improving the quality of your garden. And amazingly, your serotonin levels will begin to rise and you'll start feeling much more satisfied in your life, and your life will become an adventure. And the city of this gene key is boundlessness. And I can tell you, if you sit quietly with your hands clasped over your belly and you go into this garden, and you do that on a consistent basis, then what's going to happen is you are going to step into boundlessness. You're going to step into oneness, and you're going to be setting yourself free from all of the dissatisfaction that you've had in your life and start to really embrace life in the future. And the programming partner, each of the gene keys has a programming partner. Of the 35th is the fifth, which is impatience in the shadow and patience in the gift. So
that's
you're
my radiant.
That's right, exactly. So you're being called to be patient with this process. But when you look at the city of timelessness of the fifth and boundlessness of the 35th, you have the opportunity to step into the oneness of all that is. It's a wonderful gene key. Richard calls it the back door to bliss. It's the only gene key where there is a wormhole directly from the shadow to the city. So you're blessed to have that gene key, and it may have caused you dissatisfaction throughout your life until this moment.
That's so amazing, because everything that you were saying is true about the food, the dissatisfaction, the looking outside to find something to make myself feel better, but then doing it and really not experiencing that. So, and I love to garden, and even as you took me on that description down into the womb area, just saying the words of, you know, using it as manure or weeding, I felt a shift in my energy.
Yeah. So the beautiful thing about this is it is an energetic transmission. So we're not just having a conversation here. As soon as you ask that question, the energies start working with us, because it's a living transmission. It's a consciousness transmission. So that's what happens. And one final point is, most of the research on serotonin has been done in the brain. And now the researchers are now beginning to realize that serotonin production actually takes place more in the gut than the brain.
Right.
And that's why getting down there is so important.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's wonderful.
Blessings to you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you. You too.
All right, beautiful, lovely. All right, let's go to Charlotte, North Carolina, 3468. Charlotte, North Carolina, 3468. You are live with Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you. I guess I want to ask about my purpose, and it says 46.1, and then it says line one, physicality. Is that what you need?
Yep. So this 46.1, purpose, that soul's purpose is the most physical of all the gene keys. Do you have your profile there in front of you?
I do.
What is your vocation?
I'm a writer.
No, sorry.
Author.
No, the vocation in the profile. What numbers in the profile? In the vocation.
Where
It's half pink, half blue, up on the left-hand side.
Okay.
Just to the left of the center, like at the. Like at the 10 o'clock position.
Yes, that's right, and it says vocation. Oh. Yeah.
In the circle.
I must have like long piece of the profile. Here he is. It says vocation. I'm seeing.
Do you see words in the circles like pearl and culture and?
No.
Pearl and honor and.
So level with the culture. Going to the left is the vocation.
Okay, I see it now. It says 38.4.
Okay.
And then the line is sales.
No, that's fine. That's great. So 38. The reason I'm doing that for you is because line one purpose means that your ancestral wounding from your family lineage resides in your bones. The line one is the most physical element of the purpose. So the reason I wanted to ask about the vocation, that's where your ancestral wounding occurs. And your ancestral wounding, line four, is the heart chakra. And that means that the frequency running through your family lineage wounding is the frequency of rejection, betrayal, abandonment. So what you're here to do is to release any sense of rejection, abandonment, betrayal in your heart chakra. So for most men, there's a tendency for us to armor our hearts to protect ourselves from being too vulnerable. And what we're being called to do now is to soften the edges of our heart and not be fearful of rejection. And the 38th gene key in your vocation is the position of the warrior. So there's a tendency to have conflict and fight for your rights. And having the heart shut down. So what you're being called to do is to soften the edges of your heart, because the 46th gene key in your purpose is the gene key that Richard uses to describe the first 7 years of life, the birth moment, and the first trimester of your mother's pregnancy. And the chances are that something happened to you during those times, so you didn't feel totally safe being here. So when I say that, do you feel totally safe being here in your body on the planet now?
No.
Right, there you go. Excellent. I'm really glad you're being honest about that.
Thank
because
you.
this is the most important thing that your soul wants you to get in this lifetime, is for you to feel totally safe and comfortable being in your physical body. Now, there's a great gift for you on the Gene Key website. And it's called the Ecstatics. And Richard has done about half a dozen monologues of those people who lived a life on the planet in the state of ecstasy. And what I'm going to suggest that you do is go to the GeneKeys.com website, go to the resources section, find the Ecstatics. There are about half a dozen of them. Read what it says and choose one of them. Don't put it on yet. Sit down quietly. Bring your consciousness as deep down in your body as you can, and then put on that ecstatic monologue by Richard, because it brings the frequency of ecstasy, which is the city of the 46th gene key, down into your body so that you can become an ecstatic. You can experience that energy, that frequency. And then the deeper down you can go, the safer you're going to feel being here, and you can actually reach that state of ecstasy, which is what your soul wants for you. How does that feel?
And that would feel awesome, because, you know, that's like supposedly the highest vibration is bliss or ecstasy.
That's
so,
right. That's exactly right.
So that's what I want, or I guess everybody in some way. Does that mean like the so any of those six is fine to listen to?
Yeah, just choose one that you feel connected with. I mean, my favorite is Ananda Mahima, who was a Hindu saint who heard monks chanting at the age of 3 and stepped into the ecstatic state for the rest of her life. So anybody who came into her force field experienced ecstasy. It's a beautiful transmission that Richard does, and it's the feminine softening of the heart, which is what you really want.
And does that mean that I should be like looking, does this healing my family of origin wounds or my ancestral wounding or all of the above?
It so much depends upon your life's path. So if you lived in your family home as a family lineage, then it would definitely be bloodline. If you've been adopted or abandoned in some way, it could be either your bloodline or the family you lived in, or both, or a combination of the two.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel, you know, definitely my dad's heart is not online, and not many of the men that I know in my family have had right. their heart. It's always kind of survival versus thriving.
Exactly.
And that's that
warrior problem, is that it's all about survival and it's not about the higher frequency. And as Ian said earlier, one of the keys for you is to recognize that if you can heal that yourself, you're doing it on behalf of that patriarchal lineage running through your family, which is the greatest gift you can offer them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. Hopefully that was helpful.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Have a great afternoon, and thank you.
Okay, bless you. Thank you. Beautiful. Well, let's see if we can go to the web as well, Peter, and then we'll tell people about the offer, which is mostly around the session. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Plus, everyone, that's also going to be a lovely grounding activation or meditation that Peter's going to take us through towards the end of the call. So make sure you're on for that piece as well. So Melissa from Woodland in California. So Peter, Melissa has gene key 54.4 in her purpose position in her chart. Can you talk about what that means for her?
So interesting, everybody's talking about the purpose, Ian.
I know.
Set that up.
Mm-hmm.
So the 54th gene key in the purpose, it's not a very nice word. The shadow of the 54th is greed. And this typically means that whatever's happened in this person's life, in this case Melissa's life, is that something has happened such that she feels a strong need to hold on to material security. So when I talked earlier about that, the two eclipses taking place along the Cancer Capricorn axis, this is very much a Capricorn energy of holding to material security and feeling some need to hold on to that. And the problem with that is ultimately it doesn't work. It doesn't matter how secure we feel in our lives. If we hang on to the physical 3D world security too much, then it can actually lead to rigidity. And people who get stuck in the 54th tend to have some arthritic problems, because it's like you almost become dried up and rigid and crumbly. And so the answer to the 54th gene key always is making sure that you follow your true spiritual calling. So because this is in Melissa's purpose, the key thing for Melissa then is to say, I need to make sure, I obviously don't know how old Melissa is, but she needs to make sure that her aspiring for her spiritual truth is what's really, really important. And that you will see in that gene key, the greed is the shadow, aspiration is the gift, and actually ascension is the city. And I'm glad that's come up, because ascension is largely misunderstood. The word ascension tends to make people think they're going to go up and out. And as you correctly said earlier, Ian, divine grace comes down and in. And so when someone asked Richard in a workshop, what's the best way to enlightenment? His answer was, how deep down can you go? Which is where we're going to go when we do the expression later in the meditation later. So from Melissa's point of view, it's very important for her to put her spiritual aspirations first and ground that energy down deep into her body. And the way she does that through the line four is through using her breath. The line four in the purpose is about the way in which we breathe and using that breath to really ground herself deep in her body and really feel into what her true spiritual aspirations are.
Beautiful. And I really want, you know, this reading, I think, Peter, has been a beautiful synopsis of how the Gene Keys work. So here you have what many might consider to be a value nobody would like to possess, and that is to be greedy, right? I think everyone recognizes, even if we exhibit greed, we actually probably feel disgust or shame around that. However, it's a thing of beauty once you know that, once you can recognize that, once you recognize that you can move beyond that into the aspiration, and you've shared how, so the Gene Keys show you how you can move beyond that. So therefore, you can then receive the grace in the form of ascension. So greed equals ascension, right? It's a kind of a backwards way of looking at it, but really, right?
Well, there it is. It's the shadow in the city, right? They're all part of the same component. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can take an aspect that is considered maybe a trait that we don't value or appreciate in ourselves, but just the mere fact that it can be revealed to us reveals a path towards God's grace, and that's what can be accomplished by knowing what your gene keys are. It literally is a map to God's grace.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And what's really neat, Ian, is that it's the case often that the deepest shadow leads to the greatest gift. Once you see through it.
Yeah. Well, okay, so now I have to share. I have to have you share. Now let's talk about how you can get a reading, how we can get a reading from Peter. So I'm going to share, everyone, before you tell people. Everyone, if you are on the webinar page, then there's a few buttons underneath Peter's photograph. One of them says the special offer. So click on that one, and then you'll be taken to Peter Tung's special offer, which is the Gene Keys. And if you're not on the webinar page and you want to follow along visually, then you type in WOTA show, which is WOTASHOW.com/Peter, P-E-T-E-R, and the number 9. People ask, what's the 9 for? Well, we're in season 9 of Wisdom of the Ancients. WOTASHOW.com/Peter9, P-E-T-E-R 9, and that'll take you to the page. So Peter, you have an offer for the Wisdom community. It's different to last time because you've included something in addition. Let me just, I got my phone ring in there. It should be on mute, but let me just get rid of that. Okay, sorry about that, everyone, if you could hear that. Okay, so Peter, please tell us about the offer, and I think people are very interested in how they can get a session with you.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. So the extra piece I put in is a 20-minute introductory video that I made to actually go over the profile to give you the mechanics of how the profile works. And I have a profile with me, and I go through each of the spheres in order that we would look at them in the session. So what that does, it takes 20 minutes out of your one-hour session because I don't have to explain that to you. So what we do in the session is you have your profile in front of you, and I ask you what your hopes, wishes, intentions are for the session, and if there are any specific issues in your life, and I typically focus on physical health, relationships, work, and any other areas of your life that you feel you're stuck in or struggling in. And then I take you literally on a journey around your profile. And this is obviously specific to you. So in talking to Melissa about the 54.4, that was one of the 11 gene keys in her profile. And so we would be looking at all 11 elements within the profile. And the benefit for you having the session with me is not only would I go through the 11 spheres, but when I start tuning into your profile and listening to you speak, then I start seeing the compelling connections that reside between different gene keys that you wouldn't get anywhere else, because it's obviously a living transmission and it's you. So I can start seeing, just as I asked, I didn't get the gentleman's name, but when I asked him, he talked about the 46.1, so I immediately asked him about the 38.4, because I know there's a connection between those two in the way that that came out. So you get these connections that take place within the profile. And I also explain each of the lines in your profile, because Richard's book only focuses on the gene keys, doesn't talk about the lines. So I would also talk about all the lines in your profile. But that seems like a lot. And so we pack that 1 hour time with a lot of information. So it must be recorded, which we will do. I like to use Zoom as the method. And then you'll have the recording afterwards. And if you feel a deep connection to the gene keys, you'll want to get Richard's book. And then working with the profile and working with the book and the recording, will, as you correctly said, Ian, it will lead you towards divine grace. So that's the offer, and it will shortcut in many ways the way in which you may want to be moving forward on your spiritual life. It will give you a really solid core start, or you know, wherever you are in your life now, to lead you into the next phase of your life.
Yeah, beautiful. And let me say this from a personal perspective. You know, having spent more time on this call right now with Peter, I'm having new information revealed to me. So I have my chart in front of me from last time. So there is a lot of information. Everything is incredibly valuable, and you will receive what you're meant to receive. But I can say, if you've had a gene key reading before, which I have, new information will be revealed, or if the information isn't new to you, you'll have a deeper understanding of that information. So you'll have a new understanding, and I promise you, because it's happening to me right now, I'm seeing these, aha, okay, I get it. I didn't get it last time, but I get it now. So let me say that also, to make it very, very available for everyone, if you have even looked at the offer, Peter's session is only $111 for the entire session, which, as you know, is very, very gracious. It's not common to have a session so kindly, almost gifted, at that price. So if you've had a session, this is a very, very affordable way to really go deeper. And I can promise you that you will have new information revealed to you, because it's happening to me right now. As I'm listening to Peter, as I'm looking at my chart, I'm going, aha, okay, now I get it. Not that I didn't get it last time, but it's deeper. The information is presented to me in a different way. So my being is receiving it in a different way.
It's amazing, but, you know, it's amazing when you're reading chapters in the book that you've read before, you get things that you didn't get before, you didn't see it before, you weren't ready for it. So as you evolve deeper, you get more and more insight. And what typically does happen with people who have a second or third or fourth session is they've learned so much from the first session, and their lives have changed so much during that time that there's an upgrade that takes place, which makes every subsequent session valuable.
Absolutely. So you get the video, and then you'll get the session with Peter, and it's recorded. It's on Zoom, and I can see all these questions. There's absolutely no way we'll get to that. But you've all got the same questions, similar about purpose work. It's amazing, right? I mean, we want to be on purpose. We want to make a difference, right?
And, yeah, absolutely.
And just having the knowledge of what our purpose is something that really sets us at ease. And then having the path to transcending our lower level values and our lower level emotions and traits into something beautiful where God's grace just is bestowed upon us. Yeah, so beautiful. Ah, lovely. So let's go back to the phones for, let's see who we can do a reading for. So again, I hope you have your gene key chart in front of you, or at least know the numbers when we choose you. So we're going to go with someone on the computer. They've dialed in on the web. So there's they put in a name of Taryn. So Taryn from Viroqua. You're on live with Peter. Taryn, are you there? Taryn, any chance you're there? Any chance? Okay. Let's go to someone else on the computer who's dialed in. This is Carla. I wonder if it's Carla from Brussels. Is this you, Carla, from Brussels?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome.
No. Thanks for taking my call. I'm delighted. I'm just delighted with this call.
Is this Carla from Brussels?
No, I'm from Portugal.
Welcome.
Okay, so I have a specific question, but I'm just going to say that I noticed that I have five line fives. I don't know, this might help with my question. There's a predominance of line fives, five line fives. I've got life's work, immortality, totality. I'd like to understand that and how it relates to culture. 53.5 superabundance, and I just heard Peter talking about divine will. I've got this in EQ. I don't know if these are too many questions, but I'm just trying to give as much information as possible. Peter, I would appreciate so much your comments about this.
Yes, absolutely. So I can tell you now, the fifth line is the throat chakra. So I can tell you that you are a natural leader. And that may or may not have figured in your life, but typically the fifth line people are people that other people have very high expectations of, because they can sense in your aura that you are a natural leader. Whether you have leadership positions or not doesn't matter, but you have that natural leadership. But if things aren't going well for those people, they will sometimes project their blame out on you. So there can be projection onto you as a fifth line. And one of the things you have to be very careful of is the use of your voice. Because it's the throat chakra. If your voice comes on too strong, the tone is too strong, then it triggers other people's stuff. So for having five line fives, you need to be very careful of how you use your voice. And you need to speak from the heart. Slow down. Don't speak so strongly. But still speak with an authority, but an authority of love.
Okay.
Now, your birthday is around Halloween, isn't it? October?
Yes, the 30th of October.
Right. So you have probably the most challenging dream key of all. So the next day is Halloween. The next day is Halloween, right?
Yeah.
The 28th dream key is the dream key where you are inevitably going to have to face your deepest fears. So if you imagine all the ghosties and ghoulies and demons that come out on Halloween and you put them all into one demonic figure, that's the deepest fear you've got to face. And that's what your life is about, is to face that deepest fear, whatever it might be. And it often revolves around someone dying at a critical time in your life, or someone leaving, or you feeling as if you've been abandoned, because the shadow is purposelessness. So the feeling is, what's the point? Why should I bother? So has that happened to you in your life?
Yes. My mother died and I was depressed. I was about 22. I was depressed for a year or so.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
So
correct.
So,
absolutely correct what you're saying.
Okay. So the answer to it is absolute and total acceptance of all that's happened in your life. Really important. In totality is the gift. So you look at your life and say, everything that's happened has happened for a reason. And it was there to show me something. And ultimately, it's about you coming to terms with the fact that we don't die. We may move on into a different realm, a different dimension, but we exist for eternity. So we can let go of any fear that we have at all around death and dying. And then, because it's a Halloween gene key and it's a Scorpio gene key, it leads you into a future life of the magical, mystical journey. The Scorpio is all about the mystery and the magic. And it's the darkest and deepest dive that you can take. It's going into the shamanic underworld to clear those fears and then have a brilliant life for the rest of your life.
Wow. But it's been really hard, yes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And now I've got Saturn, Pluto in my first house. Can you imagine that?
Well, again, you see, Pluto is rules Scorpio, right? So absolutely.
Yes, astrology, in the first house, can you imagine? This is really personal, what you're talking about,
exactly.
Saturn and Pluto.
Could I ask another question?
I would like to understand so much about what is the superabundance in my culture part.
Yeah, I'll come to that. 53.5. Yeah, I'll come to that next. I'll just do that for you.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. So in the culture, again, fifth line is definitely the leadership. You, as in the world of work, that you definitely have this leadership of the group that you should be engaged in. What you do have to be very careful of with the fifth line culture is you're not doing it for your own personal gain. You're doing it for the greater good. And the 53rd gene key, the shadow of immaturity, means that there is a fear around starting a new project without knowing how it's going to work out. So you have to have trust, confidence, belief in your own competence to fulfill anything you're going to be doing in the future without knowing how it's going to play out. Because when you can let go of any fears that you have around anything you're going to do in the future, then it leads to the gift of expansion. And the city of superabundance, you can't have a more wonderful city in the whole GNT process than superabundance. So it means when you clear all your fears out, the world is your oyster.
Oh, my. It's lovely to hear that because it's been really hard.
Well, what I would do if I were you is I would list out any fears that you have about anything. Make a list on a piece of paper.
Okay.
And then do a little ceremony with yourself. Look at all those words, because all you have to do is face them. Remember the 28th GNT, facing your fears. Face those words and acknowledge that they're real and true, but you don't need to carry them anymore. And then have a little fire ceremony and set fire to that piece of paper and set them free.
Okay.
And then you can step into your superabundance.
Beautiful, Carla. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye now, sweetheart.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you very much. Bye. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's. I just want to make sure that I close those lines. Okay, those lines are closed. All right. Well, Peter, how about you take us through your grounding process right now? Maybe explain to us the process you'll be taking us through, and then lead us through.
Yeah, so just before I do that, and I'll just mention the free gift meditation as well, because that was based on the 41st gene key, and that was actually last week. And the 41st gene key is another really important gene key, because it's the only start codon of all the keys, of all 64 keys, which means in our molecular structure, in our cells, if that code isn't at the beginning, it's actually ATG, adenine, thymine, guanine. If that code isn't at the beginning, then that sequence will not happen and cannot happen. So the 41st code is the beginning. It's the start. And last week, we had three new beginnings. We had the entry into the 41st gene key. We had the new moon in Aquarius at 4 degrees. And we had the new year of the Chinese astrology, the new year of the Chinese metal rat, which is the first sign in the Chinese astrology, which means it's the beginning of a 12-year cycle. So the 41st gene key, and this is the free gift that I sent in, is this opportunity to step through the doorway into these higher frequencies. And that's what the 41st code does. It starts things off. So if we all step through that doorway, that gateway, that portal into the higher frequencies, then it's going to be an absolutely beautiful manifested future we're going to walk into. So that was the free gift meditation. So now let's talk about the meditation we're going to do right now, because what I've come to understand, I lead a meditation group every week, and what I've come to understand is in the last few months, the Schumann resonance has been off the charts. The Schumann resonance is the natural heartbeat of Mother Earth, and its natural base rate is 7.8 hertz. It's a very low hum. And it's been constant since 1953, never changed. It was a constant. And then about 2 years ago, it started to shift to a higher frequency. And last year, on the summer solstice, it was up at 120. And then near the end of November, early December, it was up to 157, which is 20 times higher than it normally is. And it goes back down to its base rate. So what's happening is Mother Earth herself is entraining us to a new vibrational frequency. And the intention is to help us become more awake and more aware. But what it's also doing is creating agitation, anxiety, and scatteredness in people. So what I'm suggesting that you do, all of us, is get out into nature. Whenever you feel any form of agitation or anxiety, go and sit with Mother Earth. Go and sit under a tree. Go and sit by a lake or by the ocean, and get really solidly tuned into where she is at any one moment in time, and check out the birds and the animals and get a real sense of where they are in their world at that time. So that's the build up to the little meditation that we're going to do right now.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for sharing.
So just to make sure no one's driving as we go into this, if you are, just don't do the meditation. If you are and you can pull over, that's great. Or anything else, and just giving yourself just this short few minutes just to really get yourself fully anchored into your body. So let's take some nice, long, slow, deep breaths, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, and just relax. And we've had a lot of words and a lot of information in this time together, so just relax the mind. Just bring your mind to a stillness. Just breathing gently and easily. And just pay attention to what your mind is doing at this point. What's it thinking about? The mind's really good at distracting us away from this still point, this stillness. And then very slowly but surely, begin to bring your consciousness down from your head, down through the head, down through the neck, and down into the heart. And you may want to put one of your hands on your heart and just feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And the mind will almost certainly want to distract you again. So just pay attention to that. Don't get upset or frustrated. Just pay attention to what your mind is wanting to do. And then quieten it down and come back down into your heart. Just feeling the gentle rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and out. And then just begin to bring your consciousness down even deeper. Bring it down behind the navel. And again, you may want to put one hand over your belly, on your navel. And now just feel the gentle rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and out. Just totally relaxed, going down as deep as you possibly can. And again, your mind may want to kick in and take over, and just become aware of that. Just watch what it's doing. And then bring your attention back to your belly. Just breathing gently in and out. And you may feel some sensations down in your body. Some of you may never have been this deep down in your body before. The one point behind the navel is at the center of your still point within your body. And in a longer meditation, you just sit quietly in this space, in this still point.
deeper. Now we're going to go down even deeper, getting down as deep down in the body as you can, right down to the perineum between the legs, right down into the base of the spine, the coccyx. How do I feel being down this deep in my body? Do I feel totally safe and comfortable? Or does it leave me a little bit edgy, a bit uncertain? Because this is where we ultimately need to come to feel totally safe, so that we can open up our solar spine to the ascension process. The Kundalini rising energy is only half of the equation, and the other half is coming down as deep into our body as we can. So how does it feel being this deep down in the body? You're totally safe. You're held in this absolutely beautiful chalice of light. And now see if you can actually bring your conscious awareness down through your legs, down into the soles of your feet. Can you feel the soles of your feet on the ground, wherever you are? Can you feel into the tips of your toes? Have you ever been here before in consciousness? Can you feel Mother Earth below your feet? Can you feel your connection to her body? And let us feel a deep and profound gratitude to her for offering all of the nourishment and the nurturing that she gives to us. The air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the food that we eat, the splendor of her displays of nature. You can return here at any time you wish to for a few moments of stillness and quiet. So whenever you're feeling that agitation, that scatteredness, that anxiety, just drop down into your body as deep as you can go and relax. Know that through this Jinki process and by total relaxation, we can heal all the wounds, mental, emotional, and physical, setting ourselves completely free. Now, when you're ready, just very gently and easily begin to bring yourself back into this sacred space. Very gently and easily, bringing your attention back to your body, fully present, fully grounded, feeling that peace, that ease, calm, serene, happy. Take a few gentle deep breaths, and then when you're ready, just very easily and gently open your eyes. And Ian, just speak when you're ready.
Okay. Yeah. I enjoy these meditations myself. So. Beautiful. Thank you so much. Yeah, definitely felt the energy and consciousness really descend into my body down. So beautiful. Thank you so much for taking us through that process.
Oh, my pleasure. And it's so easy to do when we just give ourselves the time to do it. We need to have unrestricted time just to do these things.
Right, right. Well, Peter, thank you so much for being here with us again. You were here with us before, and the response was absolutely tremendous. People have found so much value and direction in your readings. And so thank you so much for bringing the gene keys back to the wisdom of the ancients and sharing how they can really make a tremendous difference in our lives. So deep gratitude to you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, Ian. I've been on this journey for 40 years now, and this is the most profound process, I can assure people. It's totally safe and will take you to a whole new level of being in your life. It really is very deeply profound.
Beautiful.
So thank you for the opportunity to share once again.
Of course, of course. Yeah, you know, everyone who's listening, we had really a wonderful discussion today. I loved this call, and, you know, there was some really incredible ahas that came through. And, you know, one thing, of course, is that, you know, our lower level tendencies can be transmuted and transformed and ultimately be met with God's grace. I mean, and this provides the path to do that, but not only the path, it also provides how. So you heard Peter share with one caller, I think it was Melissa, who wrote in and shared about the breath work, right? So it actually gives you a how. So it's not just a what, which is wonderful to know, but it's a how as well, which sometimes can be quite elusive for us. You know, we can search for the how. You know, it's one thing knowing what to do, but how do we do that? Well, the gene keys can help you. So I encourage all of you. I've had my reading personally, and as I say, I'm really putting my stamp of approval on this. Something that impacted my life, and I highly encourage everyone to get your chart read. Get your chart read, and if you've had it done before, had your chart read before, then go in for a deeper session. There will be more information that comes through for you to really enrich your life. So I encourage everyone to do that. All right. Well, again, Peter, thank you so much for being with us. It's been wonderful. Thank you. Namaste to you.
Namaste to you and blessings to all. Thank you so much. Mm.
All right, magnificent souls here in the Wisdom Community. It's been a wonderful show. Really appreciate you being here. Continue shining your amazing lights. Way showers who you are. Yeah, you really are making a difference just by being here, up-leveling, upgrading all of us. It's the natural law. So thank you so much, sweet souls. And we thank Divine Mother, Divine Father. We thank Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the ancient ones, all the ascended masters, those who have come to support us in our journey and come to support us in listening to the words and feeling the vibration of today's show. Thank you to the divine beloved beings of love, light, power, and service. Much love to you all. Bye now. Namaste. See you again.